This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria,
Tyler,
and Mark.
And back to normal. We all want to go back to normal.
Yes.
And they're peddling this idea that, you know, this is a new normal, and now they're saying, no, not only is this a new normal, but we're never going back to anything you remember as normal. January is long gone and it's not coming back, and psychology will tell you that's only bad if you can't come to terms with it. We are slowly learning if this year's changes are permanent, if work for the lucky among us will remain from home, if we will visit the grocery store less but spend more, if we will find wearing a mask on the metro to be just part of life, if shaking hands and embracing will become less common, if most of your daily interactions will occur via video conference rather than in person. And I hate everything about whoever wrote this article.
This
and
all
I hope they never write anything ever again.
Yeah, this sounds horrible.
Well, I've got to say that for the right people, working from home really works. For most people, it appears, it does not.
When I did IT, I did most of my work from home.
A lot of people need that office experience. In fact, the satisfaction with the job diminishes if they're not at work. That they find too many pressures at home, they simply can't get the job done, their mental health suffers, a variety of things happen.
Well, and there are some people that benefit from it, and I think that, like, if anything good came from this, it's the idea that, you know, if you can work from home and you want to, you should be able to. There's very little limiting you from doing that. You know, what's weird is that, like, I'm starting to get to the point where I just miss being in a crowd. You know, it's like if I'm outside jogging, and you guys are going to think this sounds weird, but if I'm outside jogging and I run past someone, you know, and you can smell their, like, body wash on them or something, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I remember being close to people. I remember, like, standing next to someone shoulder to shoulder, like, in line for something. Like, that was once upon a time. You need that. You need human interaction. You need touch. You need to be able to embrace people. Getting rid of all that, it sounds so dystopian to me.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Larry calling from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, it can never come back because they've really gone too far now. And, you know, when you look at the Nazis, I hate to bring that up, but that was a public health prosecution, too. They would never be able to do this to us if it weren't under the guise of saving our lives. Now, they're going to keep on doing us just like that one news report said, more restrictions. They fit their onus on us. If they do other cruel, inhumane acts against us, they will say it's because we didn't go along with their program. Here's one of the things that came out of the Nuremberg trials after the war. They said that these crimes against humanity were namely murder, extermination, enslavement, and other inhumane acts that were formed against executed against civilian populations. So that's what they're doing now. It's inhumanity and arbitrary. Here in our town, we have a health commissioner that is black, right? Now, she's from Marion County, where there's a large population of black people. What she's doing is she's saying that you can't go to school, old black child. You have to stay at home. If one person on your job tests positive for COVID, your job shut down. But what they're doing is human trafficking. What they're doing is when your tax bill comes and you go before the judge and say, I had to be quarantined and that's why I couldn't pay my tax bill, he's going to sell your house to the highest bidder. So they're moving property, they're flipping houses, and this one black lady that's in control, she's doing it to her own people because we're facing the brunt of it. And the people that are running the schools, our superintendent here in Marion County, she's got all the outlying schools that have the white kids in it. They're open. I was driving by the rich white folks' neighborhoods today. Their schools are open, in the black community, none of the schools are open because they have the parents, and black media is saying, don't send your babies to school. They'll catch COVID, and the kids are missing out on their education, and that interruption, they'll never catch up.
Maybe we'll finally get to communicate to ethnic communities that it isn't about your people. It's about the state versus you. Like, it's because that's the real difference. Is the lady that you're referring to, she's a member of the ruling class, and we're not.
Class. And you know what I got a song for? I call it, you remember the Rockaway, this one rapper done? And he said it was you rock back then, you pull up your pants and do the Rockaway, but I'm saying she do the Nazi quack. I've got the signs and everything for my next protest, and I'll post it on YouTube. But it's going to be funny as hell because I got somebody to film it. But they're nothing but a bunch of Nazis and Nazi quacks. That's what done it to the Jews. They got them in ghettos. They shut off the utilities. Then the health officers came around and said how filthy they were, and then they exported them to the gas chamber. So they'll do anything, you know, because they're desperate. Especially where the gentrification is going on, they'll do anything to reclaim that land. So this black woman and the black superintendent of public schools are both nothing but mass murderers, and that's what my sign says. And they're guilty of crimes against humanity.
Larry, thank you so much for the call. I've got to cut you off at some point because I've never known you to be just so verbose and just continuous.
He's obviously very passionate about it.
He brought up two really good points. One being, he's right. The Nazis were very about hygiene. It was all about, I mean, it was racial cleansing, right? Like, Hitler definitely thought that the Jews were unclean. That's his whole angle. It was about hygiene. The second thing with that is a lot of it was quote-unquote for the children, right? That whole Greta Thunberg thing that happened with all the globalists and the UN types, you know, trotting this 16-year-old girl out there to tell us all to stop, you know, driving our cars. It's like, think of the children. It's like, of course, you can't criticize a child. You know, that's a very fascistic tactic.
I can criticize the parents. The idea that you would send your kid out there and then, you know, your mentally ill kid out there, right? They claimed she was autistic.
Yep.
You'd send your mentally ill kid out there to be on the world stage. I mean, obviously people are going to attack. This is not good for the mental health of a young person.
No.
And
well, neither was being bombarded with fear-mongering nonsense about how the world is literally about to end and everyone's going to die her entire life until she was so traumatized by it that she couldn't speak and had to be institutionalized. So it's not just that particular failure of the parents.
Right,
the parents have failed her all aboard.
Several
Society
failures.
Failed
yeah.
her
but
all aboard.
But if I sent my son out to say taxation is theft, I can bet the liberals would come on effing glued about how I was abusing this mentally ill child, blah, 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 blah. They'd say everything that there was. My son's not mentally ill. But they would say he was because of what he believes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, like, it's just the wrong place for, you know, a kid. But
well, sure. I believe if a child wants to speak up, they should have that right.
I don't disagree that they have the right, but don't tell me I can't. If you're going to send a kid out to debate me, don't expect me to be nice about it. Like, you know, like this is like we should not be getting our ecological policy from children.
Right.
Indoctrinated, mentally ill children. OK, how's that? Have I been nice enough?
You know, the other point that Larry brought up, too, that I think is really important is the property aspect. I definitely think that a big part of this whole COVID thing is a cash grab. There is tons of property. People are moving out of the cities. There's tons of commercial real estate that is going to be super cheap when this is all over. It already is cheap. And, you know, and these elites are just snatching it up.
But do you think that, I mean, it's possible that the flight from cities was already going on.
Yeah.
What's the reason to be in a city right now? In many cases, it's not for work, and a lot of people can work from home, are setting their lives up so they'll be better at working from home. And in many cases, to be in cities is just so you can get easier access to better government programs. That's going to leave the cities as, you know, welfare wards. And
Mark, I hate to interrupt, but we were just asked on D Live whether or not we're all climate change deniers because we questioned Greta Thunberg and because we pointed out some true facts about her. Can we talk about the fact that because we even brought up climate change and we didn't stick 100% to the narrative that the liberals shoved down our throats, we must all, therefore, be climate change deniers, despite nobody in this room saying anything whatsoever about whether or not climate change is real? We have to get away from that mentality. Please listen to what people actually say, not what they didn't say.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Maxwell sees a scratchy and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
She gets Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio, it's Aria, Tyler, and Mark. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because they now have a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com, which allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, we're talking about the new normal here. Actually, somehow, we got into the subject of immigration during the debate.
Let's go back to climate deniers real quick, because that got brought up at the end of the segment. I want to make something clear that I think people, especially if you're going to call people climate deniers, let's get something straight. First off, I don't think there's anyone out there that denies that the climate exists, right?
Well, we were asked if we were climate change deniers.
Right. Okay, well, here's the thing. The science has settled that the climate changes, and it changes with or without human interaction, right? Like, you can look at ice core samples going back hundreds of years, thousands of years, I think, and you can see that the climate shifts constantly back and forth, and it's never stable, right? It's constantly moving. The question is, are we, as modern people using the devices we have, are we impacting the climate so much that, you know, we're speeding things up? That's the question. It's not whether or not you, like, believe that climate change exists. It's such a dumb thing to assume of someone. The climate doesn't change. Of course the climate changes. It's, well, whether or not we actually even have an impact on it. And I don't know if we do. I think it's negligible. You know, I mean, most of the CO2 emissions are coming from volcanoes, you know, and, like, there's actually arguments out there that suggest that with all the CO2 emissions we're putting out, we're making the Earth greener. The places that we haven't developed, forests and stuff.
Well, that's undeniable. There's no doubt. If you increase the amount of carbon dioxide in the system, that tree growth will be, increased. Now, the question is the tree growth catching the carbon? I tend to think not. Mm-hmm. I would consider myself a person who believes in anthropogenic climate change, and I'm sure that the person there asking the question on DLive, perhaps they didn't know the term or whatever. But what I would say is that the leftists have a messaging problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was talking about with Greta Thunberg, and I'll go a little deeper. Effing time they open their damn mouths, they say something so utterly mouth-breathingly stupid that they then have to walk it back in a decade. Now, that's not a way to run a system.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, if you say the polar bears are all going to be dead by 2021, and then 2021 comes, and ta-da! Here's a polar bear, then you look like an idiot. And this has been going on for a long time. All you have to do is look for, what is it, Earth Day quotes, and you can read all the quotes that have been made at all the Earth Days since like 1971, and you can see all the stuff that hasn't come true. Look, I get that it's not sexy to say that, climate change is going to progressively cause more and more problems or whatever, but science may very well save us.
I don't care whether or not climate change is caused by humans, because if humans are causing the climate to become intolerable to them, then humans will die off and the ecosystem will fix itself. That's what ecosystems do. These liberals who are all about, oh, we have to stop climate change, you're literally a conservative at this point, trying to maintain this world exactly how it is instead of allowing it to continue thriving, evolving, and changing. You're like, oh, the great reefs of Australia are going to die. Okay, that's fine. But 200 years from now, there's probably going to be a Great Reef of Florida. Who knows? Things are constantly changing. Don't be so attached to this exact moment in time for how things exactly are that you're going to make these sweeping great changes to it just to conserve what is. Maybe we will wipe out massive amounts of forests. Maybe we'll cause a huge number of deserts. And in so doing, other things will change to adapt to that, and life will go on. If humans aren't fit to continue existing because they destroyed the climate that they need in order to survive, then let us die.
So I wouldn't take quite the hard line that you're taking there, but I will say this, that Mother Earth will adapt. I'm not worried about her either. What I would say is that, A, scientists need to get better at their messaging,
mm-hmm.
and if they're going to fail to do that and they're going to continue to allow bombastic lunatics to do their messaging for them, they will continue to reap the consequences. And
I have to agree. I mean, Al Gore, how many, like you said, how many times have the world been predicted to end?
Right.
I mean, it should have. Yeah. Bitcoin is dead, and climate change is going to kill us by 2014.
I need to go check out. Right, I need to go check out an Inconvenient Truth again to see what has been predicted and what hasn't. It's been a while, been a long time, so we could, you know, sit back and chuckle about these things. But you know, it's. I would say that it's a good idea for people to look into renewable resources, nuclear power, these thorium salt reactors, the meltdown-proof salt reactors. There's so much that can be done here. But at this point, the leftists are picking solar and wind as their winners. The righties are saying coal because we need the votes, you know, and nobody's really got the right ideas. The Quakers are out protesting at nuclear power plants. They don't know a damn thing about nuclear power, and they don't belong out there giving their opinion. But this is the problem. In a democracy, every idiot gets one vote. And
they often don't have any knowledge about the people they're voting for or the issues that they're voting on.
Well, and the system, and it just keeps getting worse. Obama was the most opaque administration up to his point, and now the Trump administration's more opaque than the Obama administration, and it's going to get likely to be worse and worse as time goes by. When you have these systems, how, if Hillary Clinton is calling everything top secret, how can I, a voter, remember we the people, the whole concept that we are the government? Remember when they told you that dumb crap in school? How can you be the government and not know the facts?
Yeah.
I mean, if the king, imagine for a second that the king's courtiers are all telling him bull crap all the time. He never has the truth. Well, how can his edicts possibly be of any use? That's nonsense.
Yeah.
We are not the government.
No, of course
not. Demonstrably is not so.
Our representatives don't actually represent anything but themselves.
Right.
Right. At this point, we're stuck in the dark, being fed BS and growing mushrooms.
It should bother people that during the debate, I said this earlier, nuclear energy wasn't brought up, right? Where are all the environmentalists that care about nuclear energy and want to see it happen? That's as close to zero carbon emissions as you can get, one. Two, it's a lot safer in 2020 than it was in the 80s, you know, during Chernobyl and in Fukushima in Japan. You know, like, there's ways to do it that are so much more efficient now, so much safer. And if you want to talk about energy independence, that's how you do it. You know, and that's something that both the left and the right can get behind. But for some reason, our politicians don't want to talk about it at all, from the left or the right. And that just blows my mind.
Well, the politicians
Sort of shot themselves in the feet there because they went hardcore against nuclear energy because of environmental concerns.
Right.
And now they can't reverse that for environmental concerns, because they've already made their position clear.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time someone 180'd their position, though, so...
Thorium salt reactors are also called meltdown-proof salt reactors, and I think that that's a nice word that makes people feel a lot better. The reasons, basically the two good arguments against nuclear power is that the music that I hear?
It is.
I'll hit it here in a second.
All right. What do you think about nuclear energy? Is it the solution? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in... freedom.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I don't know who the Proud Boys are. I mean, you have to give me a definition because I really don't know who they are.
President Trump's comments regarding the extremist group, the Proud Boys, President Trump continues.
I can only say they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work. Law enforcement will do the work more and more.
Former FBI Director James Comey has wrapped up his testimony before a Republican-led Senate committee on Wednesday. Comey again on Capitol Hill to discuss the Russia investigation. As far as how things went, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News,
"Well, unfortunately, it's very disappointing for a guy who was the FBI director. He claims not to know very much about what the FBI was doing at an unprecedented time when they literally were involved in the election, run up to the 2016 election. You remember what he did to Hillary Clinton?"
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Commission on Presidential Debates announced on Wednesday that the night's prior face-off between President Trump and Vice President Biden showed the need for additional structure to the format to ensure a more orderly discussion. The commission saying it would announce new measures shortly, while also complimenting Chris Wallace of Fox News for his professionalism moderating the debate Tuesday night. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on the campaign trail, taking part in a train tour of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Biden telling supporters,
"What I saw last night was all about him. He didn't speak to you or your concerns or the American people even once. Donald Trump broke his promise. He said he was running to help the forgotten American. As soon as he got elected, he forgot them. I'll never forget."
The Senate passing a short-term funding bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at midnight. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Tyler,
and Mark.
And I want to say thank you to Matt, I assume that's Perriault, who is, again, tonight's amplifier. He was also last Wednesday's amplifier. As I pointed out yesterday, there was some weird stuff going on with the live reads this week. So, Matt, thanks again. This means he's part of the AMP program. You can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com. It's how you can best support the show. If you like the show, if you want us to get on more radio stations, the best way to do that is to join the AMP program. It has a number of cool little perks, not so many as it did a few weeks ago before Discord shut us down, but there's still the AMP-only Facebook group and an AMP-only call-in line. It's just not an internet one anymore. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Matt, thanks so much. We hope you continue listening and amplifying the show. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Rick calling from Tennessee. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello there. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you? I'm sorry. What's on your mind?
Listen, I heard you mention nuclear power, maybe polluting it with climate change. I don't think nuclear has anything to do with it, but there's a lot of spent fuel rods that we have to deal with. It's basically pollution that a lot of still needs dealt with. But the climate change thing that you was on, a lot of it has to do with how we manage things. I mean, it's like California's on fire. Oh, it's climate change. No, it's not. They quit handling forestry management in a proper way years ago. And so now they've got an epidemic of fires.
Yep.
If you leave all kinds of dead wood laying around, what happens when a spark comes along? You know, I mean, that's just stupid. And
right. That's I would agree with you 100%. Forest management is a responsibility. And if you think that you're doing the environment a favor by not managing forests, you don't know anything about forests. The idea that people, you know, that city folks believe that somehow they know best how to manage forests because they spent 3 seconds thinking about whether or not a tree should be cut down. It's absolutely ridiculous. And don't forget, they're blaming the hurricanes on climate change. But a few years ago, there were no hurricanes for like 10 years. There were no really sort of big hurricanes. Nobody was talking about there aren't any hurricanes because of climate change. I mean, at this point, everything that happens is the result of climate change, Donald Trump, and whatever. It just keeps on, keeps rolling.
That's exact. But let me tell you one thing that we do need to worry about, okay? Here in the next, I don't know, few days, week, or whatever, there is actually an asteroid that the Earth is going to capture, and we're going to have an extra moon for a little while. It's like the size of a semi-truck or something or other, and they say that it will eventually break out of orbit or else fall to Earth, and, you know, it'll go ahead and come on in. But we
you said it's the size of a semi-truck.
Yeah.
That's nothing to be concerned about. It wouldn't survive the atmosphere.
It would burn up. Yeah, it would burn up.
Okay.
But there is one in 2029 that's named Apophis, that if the Earth catches that thing, we're done for. So, you know, we need to look at the whole big picture. And a lot of this climate change thing is focused in a political fashion, okay, to raise dollars. Because Al Gore had his corporation all set up so he could do carbon credits if he got elected president. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. And he didn't make any great big money off of it. And a lot of this has to do with cash dollars and who's going to make the profit out of all this climate change BS.
Follow the money.
Follow the money. And what I'm saying, though, is if you want something that really you should embrace as young people, it would be science and space. Because one of these days, one of those asteroids is actually going to be, because Apophis is bigger than the one that killed the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
Just think about that one, kids.
We're going to nuke it.
All right.
Thank you so much for the call, Rick. You're not wrong, and this is also why I don't care about climate change. I'm looking at the big picture here of humans expanding out there, colonizing the universe. If we don't survive to that point because we killed ourselves here on Earth, that is ipso facto proof that we did not survive evolution's test and we were not fit to exist.
Is that the Fermi? No, it's a level one society or something like that.
There are stages, yeah. The name escapes me, too. Yeah.
So people are like, what can we do about climate change? I don't care. Whatever humans as a whole do about climate change is going to determine whether or not humans survive. If they don't survive, they failed evolution's test and they deserved it. If they do survive, wonderful. I would prefer for humans to survive. But that's up to humans.
I think the idea that we should be worried about these asteroids coming and hitting Earth is kind of trivial, too, because it's like, what are we going to do anyway? You want to take 9 of the world's best drillers and teach them how to be astronauts in 6 months, and Ben Affleck will be there. It'll be great. No, I mean, maybe Elon Musk might handle that for us. That'd be great. There are people that are probably thinking about that, and I'm hoping that there's money going towards it. If that's anything to take away from this is that people should be upset that they're not allowed to manage their own tax dollars, right? Like, we should have more money going to space exploration, right?
Why aren't we exploring? Why isn't every bit of human energy being spent exploring and colonizing space now? We know what's out there. It's waiting on us. What the hell are we doing bickering here on Earth?
We're waiting for Elon Musk to make us better batteries is the honest answer to that question, I think.
Screw your climate change. Find me a better planet. They're out there. Put money into that.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they're a long ways away.
We're too busy dropping bombs on one another and kneeling on people's necks in the streets to actually focus on the things that matter. People, Earth will die.
Mm-hmm.
Earth will be destroyed. Are we ever going to stop bickering long enough to get off of this rock?
Right. We need to think about Earth like a life raft. right? Limited resources, limited space, pretty vulnerable. Like, we need to get to the point where, you know, we can touch another position and say, all right, now we've got a space over there that we can get to if we need to. You know, you need to hedge your bets. I'm with you on it 100%.
Yeah, right now all of the eggs are in the Earth basket. And I realize, you know, it's still a huge technological gap from where we are to where we need to be. But we're not taking any steps toward getting where we need to be. We haven't actually done any actual space exploration with the human being since the 60s.
That far off. If what we really wanted to do was do some space exploration, so, you know, there's this concept called a slow train, right? And rather than the idea of super light travel to get us from here to, you know, Alpha Centauri or whatever the next place that has, you know, an exoplanets, habitable exoplanet in it is, whatever the case may be, the idea is that you would create essentially a small world upon which people would travel, live and die, mm-hmm. as the human species traveled from one location to the next. And then, you know, you'd have this this generation that was ready. You know, they were trained the whole time. You're going to be doing this, whatever this is, once you get to this new planet to help, you know, the colonization and that sort of thing. So we could do that pretty much now. It'd be interesting to see what kind of societies would spring up on these.
I think from an economic perspective, I heard something about this, and the amount of resources it would take to build that thing would wipe us all out in the given circumstances. And another thing I do want to shift to is, like you were saying, Aria, like we should be putting our money towards this. Well, one thing that we did do right is we privatized space travel. Right.
Yes.
And so now we see Elon Musk, guys like him that are doing amazing things with rockets. They're setting us up for this, you know, and the government does subsidize him a lot. So it's happening. But like, I agree, it needs to be happening at a bigger level. Like, we need to get kids excited about space exploration. Like, we need to start thinking about this on a larger cultural level.
I agree entirely. The moment we realize that there were other planets out there, many of which have water, many of which are habitable, that is the moment we should have dropped everything and focused all of our energy on that. We're such a small-minded, narrow, stupid little species to be sitting here arguing about taxes and nonsense yep. like that when there's this entire freaking universe out there, and we're just so convinced of our own significance that we think that this crap going on here on Earth matters. And there's this great big universe out there that's just laughing at us and mocking us and throwing asteroids at us because we're too stupid to get our crap together.
But this is my favorite planet. I like this one. And it's really convenient.
It's only your favorite because this is the only one you have.
And it's the easiest one to get to that has oxygen.
But what if we could get you to at least a 581C, Mark? Maybe it would be your favorite planet. It's bigger.
Elon Musk.
It's probably a bit warmer. This isn't your favorite state. You prefer Florida. Climately, or as far as climate goes. What if we could give you a planet whose climate you preferred better? 855-450-3733.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. If you're quick, you can still get on the airwaves with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Mark, and Tyler. And we were just starting it out with a bit of Star Trek discussion because we were talking about the government's attempts at doing something about space to some degree, and that's the Space Force.
Space Force.
Which evidently didn't even use nautical rankings for its members, so... If this crap continues, you're going to have the general of a starship and not a captain, and that hurts me in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
This makes me so angry.
I don't know about
William
angry.
Shatner.
That was my best shot at a William
okay.
Shatner.
I didn't catch that. It makes me very disappointed because Star Trek got it right.
It's highly illogical.
Indeed.
Nanu.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Perry calling from California, listening on KTOX. Perry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much.
What's on your mind?
What I wanted to say, a moment ago they were saying something about we are the government, the American people are the government, and they're just our representatives.
Well, that's the mythology.
I was suggesting that was the mythology that we were taught in school. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're absolutely 100% correct. The American people are supposed to be the government. You're absolutely 100%. However, over the years, the problem is the government has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and making more and more laws, and they're slowly taking away our liberties. And the problem is, for example, both political parties are corrupt. I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican.
Yep.
They're both corrupt. However, the Democrats now want the largest government we've ever had in the history of the United States. They want the most spending and taxing. Actually, if the American people would stop and use common sense, it's uncommon sometimes, they would figure it out that all of these programs and bureaucracies they want to create to give us everything free, you know, like college and drugs, prescription drugs.
Yeah, healthcare.
Yeah. And it goes on and on. For the whole world, by the way. Even if you're illegal, you get everything free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, that's why they don't want you to have an ID when you vote, the Democrats, because they know that a lot of the people that are from other countries that are not legal, they'll vote. They did it mm-hmm. in California when Governor Brown gave them driver's license.
I agree with them on that. I don't care if they're here legally or illegally. If there's going to be a state apparatus in place that rules over them, they should be able to exercise some level of control over that political apparatus.
I would take the opposite of that, and I would say that, look, you're never going to have freedom from borders if you allow people control people from outside to control an internal apparatus. I mean, you know, we are humans, and humans believe in in-group, out-group.
Right.
And the fact is that voting has power. Or at least en masse, and I don't want anything to do with a system where you can just wander on in, and the only thing there are places in the United States where the only thing they do that's productive that they is to vote. They vote themselves money all of the time, and it ain't pretty.
Well, sure, those places are called the South and other Republican states.
In some cases.
Yeah, but see, of course, these illegals are going to vote Democrat because they get...
There's no such thing as an illegal.
They get... Okay, well, I'm just saying, because they get everything free. Do you understand? They get welfare, they get food stamps, they get stuff, you know? And mm-hmm. I feel sorry for them, too, don't get me wrong. But the problem is we're $27 trillion in debt or whatever it is, and we can't afford all this. But anyhow, right. Anyhow, I'll just hurry up and go through what I was going to tell you real quick. All I'll just tell you up front, I'm a constitutional conservative. I'm for Trump, and and last night on these debates, for example, they should have you can have a conservative and a socialist. That's fine because the Democrats are socialists. They think, and by the way, that killed over those ideologies killed over 100 million people in last century alone through war.
Yeah, but statism killed a whole lot more. It's all the same.
But the point I'm making is they should have it where they don't cut off the mics. I heard some of these commentators today, they were saying, let's cut them off and all that.
Yes, that would have been great.
Then nobody would watch it because it's more interesting to listen to them come freelancing, you know?
Yeah. It may have been interesting, but it wasn't productive.
It definitely wasn't.
But no, I understand that.
It wasn't interesting to me. I watched it with the hope of seeing a real train wreck, and it was awful. Frankly, it was the worst train wreck I've ever watched. I thought it was a 90-minute commercial for the Joe Jorgensen campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Perry, thank you so much for the call. I think muting the mics would have been the way to go. But, you know, they didn't. They did what they did. And I expected it to be hilarious. I was looking forward to watching it, in fact. We were listening to it during the breaks here because it was very funny. But once I got home last night and I sat down to eat and watched this nonsense, 5 minutes in was all I could take. It was not funny. It was not entertaining. It was sad. It was depressing. It was a train wreck for all of the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of thought it was funny. It was just absurd to a ridiculous degree. You know, our last caller just now brought up another good point. These bureaucracies that get built, people don't realize that that's a form of welfare, too. You know, the government realizes that, like, you know, with all the regulation and all the bureaucracy they're placing on private industries, you know, capitalism only works when it's uninhibited, you know, and if these companies can't grow themselves and if new companies can't be formed, you know, you're going to continue to have these ridiculous unemployment numbers we're seeing. And a lot of the time, and the Republicans are just as guilty of this too, they just do it in their own way, but a lot of the time when these bureaucracies get formed, it's to create desk jobs to give people just so you can get them off of welfare. You know, and it's like at least they're being productive. And sometimes, you know, you ask some of these people that work at like a state level, like government, like a lot of the time, they just have these cush jobs where they just propose ideas to some supervisor and they go, that's great, do some research on that and get back to me on what you find.
Right.
You know, they're getting paid to do that. And it's
in some cases, they sit in the office and they listen to, you know, each other's playlists on their iPods and do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, and then talk about how they can't get anything done. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, they don't want to get anything done.
No.
Right. By the way, we had the same issue here with the police system. If police weren't out there enforcing victimless crime laws, then we wouldn't need any of the police. They would be doing the same thing. They would just be sitting in their office waiting on victim crimes, and Americans would very quickly realize that, hey, we don't actually need this many police officers.
This is the whole issue that Andrew Yang ran on. And I'm not a proponent of universal basic income, but there isn't a lot of other solutions out there to what are we going to do when automation becomes so good that almost all the jobs are being, you know, it's capable of being done by a small number of people. What are we going to? What is the common person going to do in that situation?
That's a good question. Talking about Star Trek, and that's one of the key things about that is that they could have literally anything they wanted just by saying they wanted it.
Well, once a 3D printer can print a 3D printer, then you will have essentially. So what is wealth? Right? So wealth is the ability to have the thing that you want when you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think we'll, I personally don't think we'll ever get to the point where we need to hand out free money, because I think there'll be free stuff in the form of 3D printers. Is all you'll have to have is the raw materials, which are probably significantly less costly and a lot easier to transport. So the 3D printer will print a 3D printer for your person next door, and you can give it to them, and then they can go on 3D printing the things that they need. But the lawnmower breaks, you just print another lawnmower and put that one back in the recycling machine.
Or just the part that you need for it, yeah. I'm buying a 3D printer. I don't own one yet, but, like, the idea of the individual owning the means of production, that's the end goal that we should all be going to. We shouldn't have to rely on corporations to give us things, and we shouldn't have to rely on the government to give us things. We should be able to do these things on our own, and we're heading in that direction.
I agree. I like 3D printers for that reason. I hope for the technology to continue evolving and expanding, because right now, no, we can't 3D print a 3D printer. But we would be able to in 20 years, not if the government has its way.
Right.
You know, I was 20 years ago waiting for those, the snacks that were going to be so much better. Remember Olean? And, they gave people the runs, this sort of fatless potato chip kind of thing that they had going, fatless butter. I don't know when it's going to happen that we have this sort of basic nutritional thing that sort of makes up all the stuff that we eat. But, maybe that'll come along. I mean, they've already got Soylent, which is this meal replacement that has all the stuff that you want to have in it. And it's an interesting idea.
Well, let's go to the phones real quick. We've got David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Soylent? Is it green?
Well,
that was my first thought.
Don't ask
what's
inside it.
It's kind of grayish green, yeah.
Mark, you just recycled that concept I gave you about a year or two ago about the Mercedes. Do you remember that one?
I don't, but I do steal a lot of ideas. It's just my job to articulate them, not to come up with them.
There you go. I said we needed to have the mindset that to the point where Mercedes would be free. Hey, would you like a Mercedes? Here you go. How about another? No, I've got enough already. Because there's an infinite resource. It's just a matter of tapping the mechanisms in order to.
David, you got to stop waiting until the last segment to call in. Hey, this has been Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for listening. We got an archive over at freetalklive.com going back more than 10 years. Podcasts, videos on YouTube. You can find all of that over at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.